I think that pseudoscience can be dangerous. It's, if it gets into the curriculum, we want to try as scientists to do our best to keep things that are not science separate from science. I think the biggest danger that we have in it is that science is a way of thinking, and it's a process of going through and figuring out things for yourself that I think is important to all types of thinking. Your experience in Croatia, I know, with the war in just the last few years, has been where some people come into power and believe that they can tell everyone else what to do. And I think scientific thinking, where you always are looking for the same, looking to understand something for yourself and believe that you're capable of understanding something, could help prevent that type of thing from occurring again, as it has so many times in the past. Now, in the United States, I'm not sure that it is really growing worse as a problem. There's certainly always been efforts in this country going back for decades to try to put creationism into the curriculum, but by and large those have been fought off, and I think it's probably less common in the curriculum now than it used to be. I also know most people who believe in pseudosciences or creationism or astrology or anything like that, I think oftentimes they don't really believe it in a hardcore way. They just haven't thought it through that much. And so if we give them the chance to learn how science works and let them discover for themselves the process of science, they'll often see where the pseudoscience doesn't really make as much sense as it might have seemed to at first, and they can throw it off for themselves.